News Now.
New impeachment developments, another whistleblower. I'm Barton Eckert. For the first time, the impeachment inquiry reached directly into the White House on Friday as Democrats subpoenaed officials about contacts with Ukraine and President Trump signaled his administration would not cooperate. Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut says the text messages involving Kurt Volker, if accurate, shows the president abused the power of his office.
Those texts read like a script for The Godfather, where the ambassador who isn't being cooperative in Ukraine is, quote, if I may quote the president of the United States, going to go through some things. So, of course, this stuff is an egregious abuse of power, an egregious misuse of American resources. And yes, if it proves to be true, impeachable.
President Trump's efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and his son, and now a similar overture to China, may have been a bridge too far for some Republicans. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Ukraine matter triggered the official House impeachment inquiry because soliciting foreign help in an election is illegal. In a tweet, Utah Republican Mitt Romney called the president's actions appalling, adding it strains credulity to suggest that it is anything other than politically motivated. And Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse released a statement that reads, Americans don't look to Chinese commies for the truth. If the Biden kid broke laws by selling his name to Beijing, that's a matter for American courts, not communist tyrants running torture camps. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The New York Times reports a second intelligence official who was alarmed by President Trump's dealings with Ukraine is weighing whether to file his own formal whistleblower complaint and testify to Congress. Security forces opened fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10. I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Remember when some hospitals allowed smoking? Well, that all stopped on Tuesday.
On October 1st, the VA extended its ban on smoking inside its hospitals to the outside. No more smoking on hospital grounds. You know, it really hasn't been that long since many hospitals had smoking lounges, even ashtrays next to patients' beds. The Veterans Administration announced its new smoking ban this summer, and as a third of all veterans smoke, many are outraged at this policy change. One VFW recruiter says barring smoking from VA hospital campuses is like Big Brother telling people how to live. I'm Evan Haining.
Bernie Sanders out of the hospital. He's feeling much better after having that heart attack last week and having to undergo stent implants in two of his arteries. I'm Barton Eckert.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. Overall, things are quiet on the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia. Earlier incident on the inner loop at Georgia Avenue completely cleared away. So far, things are looking good. Traveling on 95 in Maryland and on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 270. No troubles from Germantown heading towards the Beltway. Keep in mind on the Intercounty Connector eastbound at Lay Hill Road, that off-ramp is blocked due to construction, but detours are in place.
Sundays on WMAL. Hear everything you need to know. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. It's everything you need to know on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Menopause, Back to the Basics, on Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And, wow, the news just keeps on coming. And a lot to talk about this morning and to bring you up to date on things. First off, the White House has now been subpoenaed. House Democrats issuing subpoenas to the White House for documents that they have not turned over voluntarily. Secretary Pompeo also missing a deadline to turn over documents. No subpoenas issued so far for the State Department, but they are hopeful that the State Department will turn over the documents. Tend to doubt that's going to happen anytime soon. The New York Times is reporting this morning that a second whistleblower report is being considered for filing, this one from an intelligence officer. Interesting revelations about the whistleblower have come out this week, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program as to the high-profile political figure that he worked for. That'll be interesting to see who that is when it comes out. The whistleblower, apparently a registered Democrat working for a high-profile Democrat. Be interesting to see when that does surface. Bernie Sanders has been released from the hospital. He was out of the hospital yesterday in Las Vegas. It was announced that he did suffer a heart attack earlier in the week. It was labeled a mild cardiac infarction. That's also known as a heart attack. He says he's going back out on the campaign trail and will be in the next Democratic debates. Here's one you might have missed. Do you know that we're in the second day of the renewed talks with North Korea? That hasn't surfaced up to the highest levels of the news now, has it? So there is hopefully progress being made in talks with North Korea. You may have heard, depending on your news outlet, that 136,000 jobs were added in September and that the 3.5% unemployment rate in September is the lowest since 1969. But you may not have heard that because of everything else in the news. I spent a half hour with CNN this morning watching the 5 to 5:30 block on CNN. A different world over there at CNN. If you go back over and watch a half hour at Fox News, different world. If you listen to WMAL, it's a different world than what you're hearing on CNN. It's fascinating the way the news is reported. Wow, did I just say the news is reported? It's really the way the news is spun these days. It's mind-boggling. Do that exercise sometime. Spend a half hour at CNN, spend the next half hour at Fox. See if you're on the same planet. Wow. We have got plenty to cover, and obviously it's a big sports weekend in Washington, too. This is a big deal. Now, the Nats managed to tie up the series late last night, so the Nats and the Dodgers continue in their playoffs. They'll play once again on Sunday evening, and a pretty amazing Sunday in D.C. sports is shaping up. Now, if you're going out to a game, that's a different story because there's going to be a lot of stress on the systems. Redskins face the Patriots in the afternoon. Then it's the D.C. United playing Cincinnati. In the WNBA, the Washington Mystics in the final, but they're on the road. And then in the evening, of course, at Nats Park, the Washington Nationals will face the Los Angeles Dodgers on Sunday evening here in town. So a very busy weekend in D.C. sports. And, of course, you will hear the Redskins take on the Patriots right here on WMAL 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow for the Washington Redskins. A lot of interesting audio that we're going to get to during the week. We'll get to that momentarily, but we'll let you know what's coming up on the program. Jennifer Harper will join us, and that's coming up at 6:30, right after the news. And we're going to take a look at some of the polls, and she's got some insight on the impeachment frenzy. And an amazing house is up for sale. It's in Englewood, New Jersey, 24,000 square feet. Can you imagine a 24,000 square feet? It's Gloria Swanson's old house, and it's in Englewood, New Jersey. It's an interesting story. If you're in the mood for a 24,000 square foot house, nice pad. Also coming up, we'll be talking with John Gizzi this morning. Of course, we will get his read on impeachment. Also, Another Republican is riding off into the sunset in Texas, but one is coming back in. Pete Sessions is coming back to run again for the Congress. And we're going to talk about that with John Gizzi. He had 23 years on the Hill. He was defeated in his last election, but he's moving to Waco, and he's going to run for Congress in Waco. So we're going to talk with John Gizzi about that later on this morning. Also, we have Cheryl Atkinson on the way. We're going to get her read on the impeachment polls and how the polls are spun these days. Of course, Cheryl is an expert on the media in general, and she's written two books on it, The Smear and Stonewalled. And she looks at how the polls are being presented to us, especially when it comes to the impeachment, how the polls are, you know, compiled and the way they're spun. And that's coming up with Cheryl Atkinson a bit later on this morning. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer as well and get his read on impeachment proceedings and some of the things going on behind the scenes. That's all on the way. So we've got an action-packed Saturday morning update for you. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WML Traffic Center this morning.
In Maryland, so far no problems to report on the Beltway or on 270 from Germantown to the Beltway, but there is an accident on Clarksburg Road at Astot Square Court, so Clarksburg Road is currently closed due to an accident with a pull down in the roadway. Also, we are getting a report of an accident on the BW Parkway southbound approaching Route 32. Use caution there. And in the district, be aware of some construction this weekend affecting 295 in both directions between Chesapeake Street and Malcolm X Avenue. The left lane is closed. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally, fall weather. It's going to be partly cloudy today, a high of 68. Clouds tomorrow, a high of 76. Afternoon showers on Monday, high 77. Evening showers Tuesday with a high of 68. And we've got some morning showers Wednesday with a high of 68. And it's a little crisp outside in Washington. 50 degrees right now. We are heading up to 68 this afternoon. 617 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And it is the Saturday morning update, and we continue on with a look at some of the audio that we've had this week. This one got him going, and this one really got him going, and there's an explanation for it that actually Marco Rubio will give us here in a moment. But the president has been out in front. He was out 25 minutes with the media yesterday on the South Lawn at the White House, and he made a lot of comments. And one of the things that he has said this week that has gotten people, you know, gotten the media all worked up again is Trump on China. Here's what he has said.
It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens. By the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens. Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
Okay, so when he says China should investigate the Bidens, everybody went nuts, okay? Well, Marco Rubio puts it in perspective for us. He was speaking yesterday in Fort Lauderdale.
I don't know if that's a real request or him just needling the press, knowing that you guys were going to get outraged by it. He's pretty good at getting everybody fired up, and he's been doing that for a while. And the media responded right on task.
The media responded right on task. So that's Marco Rubio talking about the president. Talking about China investigating the Bidens. And there's a lot going on now. There's been a back and forth with the White House and the House of Representatives, and the House issuing subpoenas, but President Trump is issuing a letter, and I think the subpoenas were issued ahead of the letter, so the Democrats got out in front on this one. But here's what President Trump had to say about the letter yesterday.
We'll be issuing a letter. As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly, very different from anybody else. When you look at what Biden and his son did, and when you look at other people, what they've done, and I believe there was tremendous corruption with Biden, but I think there was beyond, I mean, beyond corruption, having to do with the 2016 campaign.
Okay, so that's Trump talking about the letter, and of course he got subpoenaed, and the question is, will the White House actually cooperate with those subpoenas? At this point, it doesn't sound like it. Other developments, the president was yesterday quite vocal about the U.S. envoy. And this was the president speaking about Ambassador Volker, and it kind of morphs into the topic of China. But, you know, what's so fascinating about this, and the way this strikes me is I'm looking for a smoking gun, okay? I've been looking for a smoking gun all week and spending quite a bit of time monitoring the news and listening to talk radio here at WMAL, listening to CNN and also Fox News and CBS and ABC and NBC. I mean, trying to get just a handle on where is the there? Is there a there? And I'm not getting a smoking gun yet. There's just a lot of confusion. And depending on, you know, which side of the fence you're on, you're going to read into text messages. You're going to read between the lines in text messages. And you're kind of going to want to spin it the way your politics go. But I'm looking for facts, and I'm looking for some strong evidence of wrongdoing. And I personally haven't seen anything that's beyond a reasonable doubt at this point. But everybody's spinning everything in all these different directions. And, you know, we all heard that Ambassador Volker's testimony was going to be explosive and it was going to really be devastating to the president. Well, here's how President Trump summed up U.S. Envoy Volker's testimony.
Also yesterday, the ambassador, who I heard was tremendous and a tremendous person, he was 100% for what we're saying. 100%. And if you look, he also said there was no quid pro quo. That's the whole ballgame. But now the Democrats don't bring that up anymore because they lost. Look, they never thought I was going to release the phone call between the Ukrainian president and myself. When I released that call, they were jumping around like you wouldn't believe. They didn't know how to respond. And then they found out that the call itself was so bad for them. It was a perfect call. There was nothing. We hand that call out. We've handed the call out to people, and they say, wow, this is incredible. We're very proud of that call. When I speak to a foreign leader, I speak in an appropriate manner. Now, we're also doing trade deals with China, and we're doing deals with a lot of people for the country. So I'm not looking to insult people, I can tell you that. But we could probably find that out.
A trade deal with the Chinese if they investigate Biden?
No, it has nothing to do with it. No.
Mr. President.
No, I want to do a trade deal with China, but only if it's good for our country. And it could happen.
You want the
house. As you know, they're very much coming over next week, as I understand it. So I'd like to do a trade deal with China, but only if it's a great trade deal for this country. One thing has nothing to do with the other.
So Joe Biden hasn't said too much about his son and too much about this, but he did come out this week and make this comment, and I think he's getting a little hot under the collar about this.
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not going to respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man.
I'm not going to respond to that. I take my son to China. He whacks a $1.5 billion deal with the Chinese government. Well, but there's no conflict of interest there. Maybe legally there isn't, but it certainly looks odd. Can you imagine if Don Jr. had done that or Eric had done that? Whew. Wow. Well, anyway, so that's Joe Biden's take on everything. Very interesting that Adam Schiff managed to get four Pinocchios, and his credibility's been shaky to begin with after his years of having evidence of collusion. Remember the evidence that Schiff had? He's, you know, probably still got that in the safe. Maybe he's saving that for an October surprise in 2020. But Adam Schiff got a little bit in hot water over some comments he made that they had no contact with the whistleblower. And this is what Adam Schiff said on MSNBC on September 17th.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress. And so the risk with the whistleblower is retaliation.
Well, Adam Schiff's misrepresentations have earned him 4 Pinocchios from the Washington Post. And one of the reporters asked President Trump about this at the White House yesterday, about the Schiff Pinocchio Award.
Did you see Adam Schiff got 4 Pinocchios by the Post this morning for lying?
Well, I heard Adam Schiff got 4 Pinocchios. That's good. He should have gotten them 2.5 years ago.
Well, President Trump taking no prisoners yesterday at the White House. We've got some more interesting audio we'll be getting to a little bit later on in the program, and we're going to check the news coming up at 6:30. So stay with us right here on the Saturday Morning Update.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is, we have a solution. Introducing Comcast Business Security Edge, a cloud-based security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. No additional installation or updates needed. The security is built directly into your internet, so every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Get started today with 75 megabit internet for $59.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Faster speed for your business, protection for all its devices. What's better than that? It's time to take your business beyond. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Security Edge available for an additional monthly charge.
If you're a Dr. Tom Rozelle Live fan here on WMAL, you can catch his program this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Now, because of Redskins football and NFL coverage for the season, Dr. Tom Rozelle has moved to Saturdays at 4 p.m. So catch Ageless Health this afternoon at 4 right here on WMAL.
Retirement's about more than money. Find out what you need to know Saturday afternoon at 2 on The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish here on WMAL.
And visit retirementkeyradio.com.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Can you help me get my yard cleaned up? I've got junk piled everywhere.
Sure, we can do that.
Can you take some stuff from my garage, too?
We can do that.
And my attic?
All you have to do is point.
I hope you're bringing a big truck.
Our trucks hold 7 times the volume of a pickup truck, but you pay only for the percentage of the truck you use.
What if quitting time comes and they're not quite done?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Can you come right now?
We can be there in 90 minutes.
It's too late to call it spring cleaning, so can I mark this down as spring cleaning for next year?
We bring the springtime with us.
So you can make it springtime anytime?
We can make it springtime anytime.
Wow.
When you want it to feel like springtime, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
We can make it springtime anytime.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
You know what one of my favorite jobs is as a business owner? Sharing Goodfeet stories. Now I've shared my story, how I love the Goodfeet Arch Support so much that I bought the store, but here is another Goodfeet story I received recently from a customer named Betsy. I was at my wit's end. I had tried several arch supports and visited doctors in an effort to regain some mobility. I had heard about the Goodfeet store, so I drove over and limped in with a walking cane. I was met by Jackie, and so began my freedom to move again. She fitted me, and once I walked around the store, I knew I'd found the answer to foot pain. Then came the question, how much? Knowing what I know now, I'd pay 5 times as much. I've walked off 75 pounds, and I'm still going. I just celebrated my 71st birthday, so don't let anyone tell you you're too old or it's too late. It's not. Fix your feet and keep moving. Thank you, Jackie, and the Goodfeet Store. Isn't it time to get your Goodfeet story? I'm Jonathan Cotton. Come on in for your free fitting and test walk of the Goodfeet Store in Richmond, Newport News, Fairfax, or Rockville, Maryland.
It's now a distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the Larry O'Connor Show with President Donald Trump. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Larry, and I greatly appreciate the nice things you've said.
Where Washington's power players come to talk.
Newt Gingrich, morning, Mr. Speaker.
Well, it's always great to be with you guys. It's just fun.
Thank you so much. WMAL.
Mike Lee, Senator of Utah. Thank you for joining us, Senator Lee.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
105.9 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's good to join you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
In the news at 6:30, the impeachment inquiry is reaching directly into the White House this morning. Democrats have subpoenaed officials about contacts with Ukraine and President Trump, signaling his administration is not about to cooperate. The demand for documents on Friday capped the week that had widened the constitutional battle between the executive branch and Congress, also heightening the political standoff with more witnesses, testimony, and documents to come. President acknowledges the Democrats, quote, have the votes to proceed, but predicts they will pay a tremendous price at the polls. Democrats are accusing the president of speeding down a, quote, path of defiance, obstruction, and cover-up, warning that defying the House subpoena would itself be considered evidence of obstruction and a potentially impeachable offense. The State Department has also been affected by the escalating impeachment inquiry and revelations that the president has enlisted diplomats to dig up dirt on political rivals threatened to tarnish the reputation at the State Department as a nonpartisan arm of U.S. foreign policy, if any of the allegations are proven. Former diplomats say a department where morale was already low at times has seemed hostile to its mission and is now reeling from days of disclosures, this reporting from the Associated Press. Turning to the campaign trail, Bernie Sanders says he's heading back out on the campaign trail, says he feels much better after having a heart attack, and the doctors had labeled that a mild cardiac infarction. He's been released from the hospital in Las Vegas. He posted a video on Twitter Friday. He's smiling and standing with his wife in a Las Vegas park. In the brief video, Bernie Sanders says, just got out of the hospital a few hours ago. I'm feeling so much better. His sign-off was, see you soon on the campaign trail. Hong Kong's embattled leader has described overnight rioting as a very dark day for the semi-autonomous territory and says everyone is worried and scared. It was a pre-recorded televised address broadcast this morning. Demonstrators again starting to march, many wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on face masks. Carrie Lam, the leader in Hong Kong, did not announce additional measures to quell increasingly violent protests. She defended the legality of the ban on masks, and that ban criminalizes the wearing of masks at rallies that took effect at midnight this morning. Time for a check of the traffic and weather at 6:33, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, watch for an accident on eastbound 66 at Business 234 Studley Road. That's exit 47. That is along the right side. Looks like now it's mainly confined to the shoulder. And in Maryland, we do have an accident on Clarksburg Road 121. That closed in both directions at Ascot Square Court due to an accident with a utility pole down in the roadway. Also, keep in mind that in the district, we do have construction on South Capitol Street. That is closed between Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and Malcolm X Avenue due to weekend roadwork. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Clouds tomorrow, high 76. Some afternoon showers finally on Monday, high of 77. Afternoon showers Tuesday with a high of 68. And morning showers on Wednesday with a high also of 68. In Washington, 50 degrees. We're headed to 68 this afternoon at 6:34 on the Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Thinking about selling your home? Well, the first thing you need to do is call an experienced agent who will guarantee your success in writing, bring you the most buyers, sell your home fast, and for top dollar. Agent selection matters. That's why I only recommend you call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. Don't risk losing cash or equity or having your home sit on the market. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they are so confident they're going to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference, guaranteed in writing. The Reynolds team can help you with any size home or price range because they have over 8,000 buyers in their exclusive database. Sarah and Debbie may already have your home sold. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com or 844-344-SOLD.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Menopause, Back to the Basics, on Wednesday, October 16th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Thank you for being up with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. You might have seen the Inside the Beltway spoof on Saturday Night Live last week. I hope you're getting royalties for that.
I had nothing to do with that, Rick. In fact, I didn't even see it because I don't watch Saturday Night Live. How about that? Good morning.
Good morning. Impeachment has taken precedence over anything of significance to the American people that the Congress could actually accomplish. Jennifer, you watch this from both the media standpoint as well as from the public standpoint, and we're going to get into some polls here shortly. But just putting the whole thing in perspective from kind of how this is playing out media-wise.
That's right. And, you know, I'm not the only person that is doing this, and I heard someone kind of summarize what the heck was going on. And he came up with the perfect description of what was going on. And he says that the impeachment is made for TV. And that was just 100% what I thought as well. If you're wondering who our mystery guest is this morning, it is former U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy. A lot of people admire what he has to say, a very smart guy. And he told all of these thoughts to Fox News this week, and I put it in the Beltway. You have to realize that what you're watching has kind of been manufactured in many ways. And these are all a series of episodes. Have you noticed? They're very distinctive. They all have sort of talking points and buzzwords. And here is what our friend Andy McCarthy had to say. He says, this is a lawyered up script. It's not an actual complaint, which this goes to my point. This is not an impeachment inquiry. It's an impeachment show for television. That is a great way to put that. He says there's no inquiry. They never made a vote. All this talk we've heard about subpoenas, there are no subpoenas. The Democrats wrote a couple of snippy letters which make the preposterous claim that if you don't do everything we say in the letter, we're going to cite you for obstruction. That is not an enforceable legal document. That's according to Andy McCarthy. He did go on at length about this, but he really has a great point here because we're looking at a melodrama, and it's an impeachment melodrama, and it goes on episode by episode, and maybe they're coming up with their scenarios overnight. Who knows? I certainly don't know, but I have a feeling that's what's going on. And, you know, Mr. McCarthy went into the legal ramifications of it all, and he says, in conclusion, this is not the House of Representatives looking for impeachment. This is Nancy Pelosi, who has decreed that we have an impeachment inquiry. And we have one more little observation, which is sort of related to the media regarding the impeachment, and it was the Hollywood Reporter. They asked this question to one of our Democratic presidential hopefuls, and that would be Pete Buttigieg. This is their question to him. The impending impeachment hearings, are they going to be West Wing-level entertainment or more like C-SPAN? And Mr. Buttigieg said, it's going to be full-on House of Cards. So there you go. Good morning.
Wow. Well, it is definitely made for TV impeachment. It's kind of interesting. You have, you know, probably one of the greatest reality stars ever in Donald Trump, and you've got one of the greatest fiction writers ever in Adam Schiff. So moving right along, the House Intelligence Committee, what else are they supposed to be doing right now?
Oh, just a whole bunch of things, and there are an awful lot of Republicans that are noticing that the Intelligence Committee is kind of getting derelict in their duties. They're all just all impeachment all the time now. And one lawmaker who was very clear about this came out this week with a couple of phrases which I think our listeners might enjoy. And this is Representative Michael Waltz. He's out of Florida. And here's what he has to say about how the committee is compromising its mission and its calling. He says they're clearly looking to ram this thing through as quickly as possible. The calculation is that this will be better for them politically, and they want to get it done in time to hurt the president as we approach the 2020 election. But a lot of Republicans would say that, of course, the committee chairman, Adam Schiff, is politically biased in his appointment, and they think that his impeachment inquiry should be called into question. But here's, again, from Representative Waltz. He says, Representative Schiff has made his agenda clear, and that is to impeach the president. This is the same person who pounded the table that he had beyond circumstantial evidence that the president had colluded with the Russians, which we have now seen to be false. Meanwhile, he's leading an intelligence committee with oversight of the intelligence community. While we have China stealing our secrets left and right, we have huge issues that we should be dealing with within the intelligence committee, and we're not, because it's essentially become the impeachment committee. And very good point, I thought. You know, the Intelligence Committee becomes the Impeachment Committee. That's, again, coming from Representative Michael Waltz out of Florida.
Well, I guess you could say it's a real Schiff show. The media and the politics of it are a big factor, but the biggest factor is how does all this play with the American public, the voters who will come out in 2020 and make a decision on the president and on their representatives? And you always are watching the polls very closely, and what are the polls telling you this week?
Yes, I do, even this early in the morning, and certainly we need to have an impeachment reality check after all of that chat about impeachment. And again, if you can't follow what the heck is going on in front of you, always go to the numbers, go find a poll. And, you know, polls are not the truth, but they're a nice snapshot of what's going on. And there was a very nice snapshot, actually a very good fact-driven analysis from Monmouth University. This is a Monmouth University poll. And you have to remember that five or six major national polls in the past 4 months have indicated that the public does not want impeachment. They're not interested in it. They just don't want any more of it. And this is a majority of the public, and this is another one of these polls that's indicating that. And it's, again, coming from Monmouth University. And here's a quote from Patrick Murray. He's the director of the independent Monmouth University Polling Institute. This is what he said. At this time, 44% of Americans feel that Trump should be impeached and compelled to leave the presidency, while 52% disagree with this course of action. He says further, yes, support for impeachment has increased over the last week, but it's not significantly higher than where it has been at other points in Trump's presidency. A couple of numbers from this Monmouth poll. Again, as our friend the pollster said, 52% of Americans say that Trump should not be impeached and compelled to leave the presidency. That includes 89% of Republicans, 53% of independents, and 17% of Democrats agree with that. And a couple of more deep numbers on that, 77% of conservatives, 19% of liberals, 51% of men, and 43% of women also. And just on the other side of that, 43% overall say that it is a bad idea for the House Judiciary Committee to conduct an impeachment inquiry. That includes 80% of Republicans, 43% of independents, and 13% of Democrats also. A couple more of those deep numbers, 68% of conservatives agree with that, along with 35% of moderates, 15% of those liberals, 51% of men, and 36% of women. Again, that's a Monmouth University poll. That was conducted September 23 through 29, so it is very current.
Just when you think you're going to get a break, Hillary Clinton comes along. What has she been up to this week?
Oh, boy, a whole lot. In fact, suddenly Hillary's all over the media and on The View and so forth and so on. She had a book come out this week on Tuesday, and it will probably annoy our listeners this early in the morning, but the title of the book is The Book of Gutsy Women, Favorite Stories of Courage and Resilience, and it's 464 pages long. How about that? But anyway, Mrs. Clinton wrote this with her daughter, Chelsea, which is a nice thing to do, I guess. It's published by Simon & Schuster. So that is what all the timing has been about. Why all of a sudden did she have an excuse to come out into the public? Well, here's an opinion coming from Nate Ashworth. He is the editor-in-chief of Election Central. If you don't go to Election Central, you should. It's a very interesting site. They have all the numbers and all the whatnot about the election, everything. So, again, this is coming from the editor-in-chief, Nate Ashworth. He says, word on the political street now is the rumbling that the impeachment probe launched by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may be the crack that opens the door for another presidential run. The thinking goes, Hillary would be running with vindication that the 2016 election was stolen from her, and she can ascend in 2020 to reclaim the mantle for her party and the majority of the country that voted for her. And if you look at some of the quotes, I mean, Mrs. Clinton is certainly kind of acting like a candidate right now. She's done all the, you know, all the talk shows, including The View, and she even got on Twitter and declared that President Trump was a corrupt human tornado. So who knows about that? And also about the book itself, I don't know if it's rocketed up to number one at Amazon, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least. And there was even a quote from daughter Chelsea in all this about the book. She says, if history shows one thing, it's that the world needs gutsy women. She is the vice chair. Chelsea is the vice chair of the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. So that's your Hillary update for today.
Well, maybe somebody should just tell them that we already have a gutsy woman running for president, and that's Elizabeth Warren, and, you know, be done with it.
Or something like that. Words to that effect.
So who's going to have the bigger comeback, Hillary Clinton or Al Franken?
Yeah, let's bring out the big drum roll right here, everybody. Yes, he said Al Franken. Former Senator Al Franken has quietly returned to the airwaves. Don't know if you know that, but he now has a one-hour live radio show. It premiered actually a week ago on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127. It's called The Al Franken Show, and it's now a reality. And this is what Mr. Franken had to say about that. He said, listeners can expect a mix of guests from my comedian friends like Chris Rock to my political pals like former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to policy experts on the issues in play in 2020. When I'm interviewing Harry, he says, I'll be the funny one. When I interview Rock or Patton Oswalt, I'll be the one who served 8.5 years in the Senate. That is what Mr. Franken says. But a particular note, this is just the beginning, so you can expect former Senator Al Franken is going to kind of return to the media landscape.
So okay. Typically when a celebrity home goes up for sale, you're figuring Malibu or Beverly Hills, but if you would like to move into Gloria Swanson's house, it's a lot closer.
Yes, indeed. I always include every Friday afternoon, weekend real estate, I try to dig up an interesting home. Maybe it's cost $29, maybe it doesn't, but some of them cost a whole bunch of money, and this is sort of one of them. Anyway, the Gloria Swanson estate is a Renaissance revival mansion built in 1926 on 5 acres, and it indeed was the residence of this iconic actress. Think of her in all of those Hollywood things, that space, and so forth and so on. Anyway, this home has 8 bedrooms, 14 baths, multiple formal gathering rooms and fireplaces, a whole ceiling made of stained glass, chef's kitchen, home theater, gym. It's 24,000 square feet.
Whoa.
Rick, it's got a grand foyer, or grand foyer, I suppose, twin towers. The home is surrounded by a 10-foot wall, lots of privacy, 8-car garage, infinity pool, a spa, private lakes, much, much, much more. And it has been reduced 75% in its price. It's now going for $9.9 million. anyway, you ask where it is. It's in Englewood, New Jersey. So there you go.
That's why they had to knock 75% off it, because it's in New Jersey.
I don't know. Well, you'll get in trouble with our New Jersey friends. He didn't mean it, everybody. Well, anyway, if you're curious, it's an interesting site. It's got its own website. It's at thegloriacrestestate.com. And if you can't remember that, it's in the Beltway. Crest, see where Gloria Swanson used to live.
That's actually a fairly reasonable price for 24,000 square feet.
No, it's incredible. It's incredible. They want to get rid of it right away. And it's beautiful. You should go on that website.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, the real estate column at the Washington Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning, everybody, and have a good day.
And you too. It's 6:50 on the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
On 66 eastbound at Business 234 Sudley Road, there is a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane, just causing a brief delay. Now, in Maryland, we're getting word of an incident westbound on 50 at Crane Highway. That's exit 13. A disabled vehicle reported to be in the roadway. And if you are traveling on Route 50 westbound on the Bay Bridge, keep in mind that right lane is closed for long-term road work. And all weekend cashless tolling is in effect eastbound at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Clouds for Sunday with a high of 76. Afternoon showers Monday and Tuesday will be up to 77 on Monday, only up to 68 for Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance of showers again on Wednesday. Right now in Washington, we're at 50. We're headed to 68. 6:51 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and one of the things that's kind of fun about doing this show is we're not limited to 8-second sound bites. We can air it out a little bit if there's something worthy of airing out. And I think a lot of understanding Trump is to try and get beyond a one-sentence soundbite that's often taken out of context by most of the news outlets. And here's what he's thinking. Now, this is when it comes to corruption. And you got to keep in mind a little background here. You may remember that for 3 years, the false narrative, the false allegations about Russia collusion, and that was out in front and center from the Democrats and most of the media outlets. He suffered 3 years of that. So you don't think he's a little sore about corruption? And the other thing to keep in mind here is not only is he talking about Joe Biden's son, he's talking about what was going on with Ukraine and in Ukraine in the origins of this Russia collusion narrative that turned out to be false. So he's looking at two things when it comes to corruption, not just Hunter Biden. That's where the focus of the media has gone. But he's more interested, or equally as interested, at least, in how the whole Russia false narrative, the allegations, the Christopher Steele dossier, oh, by the way, was somebody not cooperating with a foreign entity when it came to dirt on a presidential candidate? Oops. Well, anyway, here's President Trump explaining his feelings on corruption. This was yesterday on the South Lawn.
What I want to do, and I think I have an obligation to do it, probably a duty to do it, corruption. We are looking for corruption. When you look at what Biden and his son did, and when you look at other people, what they've done, and I believe there was tremendous corruption with Biden, but I think there was beyond corruption, having to do with the 2016 campaign and what these lowlifes did to so many people, to hurt so many people in the Trump campaign, which was successful despite all of the fighting us. I mean, despite all of the unfairness. So we are looking at corruption. We're not looking at politics. We're looking at corruption.
And, you know, what's interesting is the Democrats running around today parading as the pillars of integrity in the wake of all the Republican corruption and the corruption of the administration. And, of course, the Democrats are the ones that are the real honest ones here. You remember the parody when Adam Schiff basically made up the words of Donald Trump in Schiff's opening statement in the House Intelligence Committee hearing. Well, this is an exchange on Good Morning America with Nancy Pelosi, and this is George Stephanopoulos. And Pelosi is trying to sort of put this one over on us. Listen to Stephanopoulos pin her on it, but then she just tries to blow it right past us again. This is a typical Democratic, well, I'll use the term smoke. Let's put it that way.
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words. So if he's...
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
Yeah, he did, Nancy. I mean, it's a flat-out lie, Madam Speaker. And you don't expect us to believe this stuff? I mean, Stephanopoulos even pins you on it. Look, when Stephanopoulos is pinning the Speaker of the House, there's something to it. And she just tries to blow it right past. You can't get away with that, Madam Speaker. Nada. That was dishonest. How does Kevin McCarthy feel about it?
I think this Adam Schiff needs to tell us, what did he know, when did he know it, and how many times did he lie to us in the process? Adam Schiff has proven from this point here he has no credibility. He has no credibility to be a chairman, and he has no right to be the prosecutor in this case.
And that was, of course, Republican Kevin McCarthy, Congressman of California, speaking with Fox News earlier in the week. And for this hour, I leave you with a classic from 1998. We're going back to 1998. We're going to party till it's 1998. This is Congressman Jerry Nadler. That's right. Democrat Jerry Nadler, now chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. This is how he felt about the Bill Clinton impeachment in 1998. Congressman Jerry Nadler, I yield the floor.
An impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping from us, they are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. And that the election must be set aside.
And that's exactly what you are doing today to the American people, Congressman Nadler. You didn't like it back then, did you? 6:57, Saturday morning update.
The premier wedding venue in the entire D.C. area is hosting its semi-annual wedding showcase this Sunday, October 6th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. With top-rated vendors in every category present, you could plan your entire wedding in a day. Carlisle Club in Alexandria is consistently rated 5 stars, earning rave reviews for its food as well as its beautiful Art Deco design. For free tickets, enter code WMAL at checkout at the website thecarlisleclub.com. That's thecarlisleclub.com.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Can you help me get my yard cleaned up? I've got junk piled everywhere.
Sure, we can do that.
Can you take some stuff from my garage, too?
We can do that.
And my attic?
All you have to do is point.
I hope you're bringing a big truck.
Our trucks hold 7 times the volume of a pickup truck, but you pay only for the percentage of the truck you use.
What if quitting time comes and they're not quite done?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Can you come right now?
We can be there in 90 minutes.
It's too late to call it spring cleaning, so can I mark this down as spring cleaning for next year?
We bring the springtime with us.
So you can make it springtime anytime?
We can make it springtime anytime.
Wow.
When you want it to feel like springtime, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
We can make it springtime anytime.
Today's forecast, sunny skies, ocean breezes, and a stress level of 0. Your dream vacation is now closer than you think with our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Book with Norwegian Cruise Line and enjoy free air from D.C., unlimited open bar, and more. Now nothing stands between you and destinations like the beautiful Caribbean and the Bahamas. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine.
and it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
7 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. We'll talk impeachment. Also, another Republican out, and one is coming back. So what's going on in two cabinet positions? We'll talk with Cheryl Atkison, get her read on the polls and how they're being presented to the American public, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer also on the way. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.